This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK updates hepatitis B screening and neonatal immunization pathway for pregnant women. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The United Kingdom has released updated guidance on antenatal screening and selective neonatal immunization services for pregnant women with hepatitis B and their newborns, establishing a standardized clinical pathway to reduce mother-to-child transmission. The guidance from UK health authorities provides a comprehensive framework for identifying infected pregnancies and delivering timely immunization to prevent vertical transmission in infants. Key takeaways: UK guidance establishes integrated antenatal screening and neonatal immunization pathway for hepatitis B prevention in pregnancy. Selective immunization strategy targets infants born to hepatitis B positive mothers to prevent vertical transmission. Standardized clinical pathway aims to improve identification and management of infected pregnancies across UK health services. Mother-to-child transmission prevention. UK guidance prioritizes antenatal identification and selective neonatal immunization to interrupt hepatitis vertical transmission in high-risk pregnancies. Hepatitis B prevention strategy, antenatal to neonatal care pathway. Key intervention points in the UK clinical pathway for hepatitis B management in pregnancy and neonatal period. Antenatal screening, 95% risk stratification, 85%, neonatal immunization, 90%, follow-up testing, 78%. Source: UK Department of Health and Social Care, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News, antenatal screening as clinical foundation. The UK guidance establishes antenatal hepatitis B screening as a mandatory component of routine pregnancy care, ensuring early identification of infected mothers. This approach aligns with recommendations from the World Health Organization, WHO, which emphasizes the critical importance of maternal screening to prevent vertical transmission. Early detection allows clinicians to implement appropriate management strategies before delivery and to plan selective immunization protocols for newborns. The pathway specifies standardized testing protocols and timing of maternal serological assessment across UK maternity services. Pregnant women identified as hepatitis B surface antigen, HBsA positive, receive counseling regarding transmission risk and management options for their infants, establishing informed decision-making throughout pregnancy and the perinatal period. UK guidance establishes integrated antenatal screening and selective neonatal immunization as a standardized pathway to prevent hepatitis B mother-to-child transmission and protect infant health. UK Department of Health and Social Care, 2026 Selective Neonatal Immunization Strategy. The guidance prioritizes selective immunization for infants born to hepatitis B positive mothers, offering protection against vertical transmission. This targeted approach ensures that newborns at highest risk receive timely vaccination during the critical neonatal period, when immunological vulnerability to hepatitis B infection is greatest. Neonatal immunization protocols include both hepatitis B vaccine and, in selected cases, hepatitis B immunoglobulin, HBIG, depending on maternal viral load and infectivity markers. The pathway defines specific clinical decision points for determining which neonates require passive and active immunization, ensuring resource allocation toward highest-risk infants while maintaining universal access to protection across UK maternity units. Follow-up serological testing is integrated into the pathway to confirm seroconversion and sustained immunity in vaccinated infants, typically conducted between 9 and 12 months of age. This monitoring element allows clinicians to identify non-responders requiring additional immunization or investigation for potential infection. Implementation across UK health services. The standardized pathway is designed for implementation across all UK maternal services, including National Health Service, NHS trusts, and independent providers. This consistency in clinical approach aims to eliminate geographic variation in hepatitis B screening and immunization practices, ensuring equitable access to prevention services regardless of where pregnant women receive care. The guidance includes training recommendations for midwives, obstetricians, neonatal nurses, and health visitors involved in antenatal screening and neonatal immunization delivery. Clear communication pathways between maternity and neonatal services ensure continuity of care and timely implementation of immunization protocols at delivery. For further information on clinical updates on infectious disease prevention and health policy initiatives, consult the GMJ News Archive. What this means for patients: pregnant women with hepatitis B now have access to a coordinated care pathway that identifies their infection and ensures their newborns receive timely immunization to prevent transmission, with clear communication of risks and protection strategies throughout pregnancy and the neonatal period. For clinicians, standardized guidance provides clear clinical decision points and immunization protocols for managing hepatitis B-positive pregnancies, reducing variability in practice, and enabling evidence-based selective immunization based on maternal viral markers and infant risk stratification. For policymakers, implementation of the pathway across UK health services strengthens prevention of vertical transmission as a public health priority, eliminates geographic inequities in screening and immunization access, and provides measurable outcomes for monitoring hepatitis B elimination progress. Frequently asked questions: why is antenatal screening for hepatitis B important? Early identification of maternal hepatitis B infection allows clinicians to implement preventive interventions before delivery, including planned neonatal immunization and monitoring. The WHO estimates that without intervention, 15 to 45% of hepatitis B-infected mothers transmit the virus to their newborns, establishing chronic infection in the majority of infected infants. What is selective neonatal immunization? Selective immunization targets infants born to hepatitis B-positive mothers with both hepatitis B vaccine and sometimes hepatitis B immunoglobulin, based on maternal viral load and infectivity markers. This approach ensures that highest-risk infants receive protection during the critical neonatal period when vertical transmission is most likely. How is immunization success confirmed? Follow-up serological testing between 9 and 12 months of age confirms seroconversion in vaccinated infants. This monitoring identifies non-responders who may require additional immunization or investigation, ensuring documented protection against hepatitis B infection. The UK's updated antenatal screening and neonatal immunization pathway represents a systematic approach to hepatitis B prevention in pregnancy, integrating identification, risk stratification, and timely immunization. As the NHS and independent maternity services implement this standardized clinical pathway, monitoring of screening uptake, immunization coverage, and long-term infant serological outcomes will be essential to evaluate effectiveness and identify areas requiring additional support or resource allocation to ensure equitable access across all pregnant populations. Source: Hepatitis B, Antenatal Screening and Selective Neonatal Immunization Pathway, UK Department of Health and Social Care.